Workbook, Unit 16. Listening. A careers advisor is giving a presentation on how to be successful in job interviews. Part 1. In Part 1, the careers advisor talks about the importance of appearance and making a good first impression. Listen and choose the correct answers to the questions.
So, you've seen a job you want. You sent in your application and now you have been invited for an interview. What should you do and say to make your interview a success? Well, first of all, consider the way you present yourself. When we meet someone for the first time, we get an instant impression about what type of person he or she is. This happens in the first 5 minutes, and once we have decided, we don't usually change our opinion. So when an employer meets an applicant for a job, those first 5 minutes are vital. To make a good impression, you need to pay attention to two things: the way you look and your body language. Appearance is very important, so think carefully about what to wear. This will depend on the type of job you are applying for, but as a general rule, I'd recommend that men should wear a tie. And I think it's best to avoid jeans and casual trousers. They might make some employers think you also have a casual attitude towards work. Women, please don't wear short skirts or anything too tight, and don't choose anything that is too decorated. Keep it simple. Decide what you are going to wear a few days before the interview. This will give you time to check your clothes and make sure there are no stains on them or buttons missing. Remember, the look you are aiming for is neat, clean, and tidy. And if you look good, you will feel confident.
Part 2. In Part 2, the careers advisor talks about body language. Listen and choose the correct answers to the questions.
Now, a few tips on body language. Two things that will happen in the first 5 minutes of your interview are the handshake and eye contact. Both of these are important if you are to make a good impression. You should look the employer straight in the eye as soon as you enter the room. Give him or her a friendly smile and shake hands firmly. Some people think a weak handshake shows a weak personality, so do give a nice firm grasp. Don't sit down until invited, and then sit up straight and look interested. Leaning forward slightly when the interviewer is speaking is a good way of showing you are listening carefully. And don't forget to keep as much eye contact as possible throughout the interview. You will probably feel quite nervous about your interview. Don't worry, that's completely natural. However, nervous tension can affect your body language. Please watch out for this. Many people tend to move about in the chair and gesture with their hands a lot when they are nervous, so you should sit fairly still and hold your hands gently together in your lap if necessary. One last hint. Our body language always shows when we aren't telling the truth. Our eyes and body move in different ways, and some interviewers are quite skilled in spotting this. A lot of us have a tendency to expand the truth a bit when we want to get that great job, but believe me, honesty really is the best policy.